explain what is going on with this commercial that you are actually the voiceover actor for, and it promotes downtown Holland. What's going on?
Exactly. It's a commercial that was produced and launched by the Visitors Bureau here in Holland. Visitors Bureau is a separate entity from the City of Holland. It's an independent entity, much like Tulip Time is an independent entity. They asked if I would do the voiceover on a commercial promoting downtown Holland for the holiday season. And of course, as somebody who wants to try to promote downtown Holland as much as possible, I agreed to do that. Unfortunately, the final version doesn't accurately reflect the wonderful diversity that makes Holland such a special place. And so the CBB is actually going to be reshooting the commercial, I believe, this week, and going to be putting an updated version on TV and social media. We really hope that the entire community can take pride in that, because we do. We want to reflect the great diversity that there is here in Holland, Michigan.
Were you aware of that issue when you did the voiceover?
I did not. I did the voiceover before I saw the actual commercial itself. They gave me a script, and they said, we're looking for a Tim Allen-esque pure Michigan kind of a vibe with it. And I said, sure, sounds great. I saw a couple of images of what they were looking at. But I'll be honest, this is a place where personally I had a failing on this as well. I did see the final version of the commercial, and I missed it. As soon as it was pointed out to me, I went, oh my goodness, how did we miss that? And that's then when the ball started rolling as folks saw that and recognized it and said, we need to fix this problem.
Who let you know what the problem was, or how did you find out about it?
I first saw it on social media, and then I had some contacts with some folks in the community who were concerned about it. I think this is a great example of a good teaching moment for the community, that we need to be more aware of these kinds of things, and it gives us then the opportunity to be able to talk about these kinds of issues, talk about where some places are that we may not be seeing all of the things that we need to see. And what's great about this community is we work together and we talk through these kinds of things, and we say, you know what, we have the opportunity to do better, and then we respond to that and we do better. And I think this is a great example of the community saying we can do better than what we were doing, and taking quick action to be able to remedy that.
Are you working with anyone as far as this lesson in progress, as far as like raising, I don't know, your awareness of these kinds of issues?
Personally, it's raised my awareness of these issues. I also know that there is going to be there are all kinds of community discussions about diversity, equity, and inclusion that take place both in public and in meetings, you know, but in public in things like, you know, diversity forums that take place. There's going to be one that's going to be coming up in regard to downtown on a virtual Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Day. And there's the Ottawa County Diversity Forum. And then just as individuals and leaders in the community, we are constantly trying to do our best to better ourselves and to be more aware of these kinds of things and respond to them in ways that truly celebrate the value of everyone that calls Holland home. Do we still have work to do? Obviously. We'll always have work to do with these kinds of things. We'll make mistakes along the way, and we're going to do our very best to be able to remedy those, apologize when that happens, and move forward and say, you know, we're going to try to do a better job in the future.
Did you have to make apologies to people for this?
Personally, I think I had a failing here. I wish that I had seen it. I'm embarrassed that I didn't notice that fact when I first looked at the commercial itself. I was looking for things like, are people wearing masks? Are people appropriately social distancing? And completely missed the fact that every single person in the commercial was white. And that's not an accurate reflection of who this community is. What's great is more than one set of eyes takes a look at these kinds of things. We all come into this world and into every day with our total life experiences. We all have our own filters. We all have the areas where we don't see things the same way as others do. And that's what's great about a community that works together and communicates with one another, that we can correct each other along the way and say, hey, you know what? You missed something here. And when that happens, we need to admit it. We need to accept it. We need to apologize for it. And we need to say we're going to do better in the future. And that's what we're going to do here.
When is the new commercial expected?
My understanding is that they're going to be reshooting this week. I'm not involved in the reshooting of it. I'm not even sure if they're going to continue to use my voice in the narration. I've been contacted on that. CVB is a separate entity from the city, so they're going to be handling the logistics of those kinds of things.
I really appreciate you being so responsive. Are there any last words in the 20 seconds we have?
Sure. In the 20 seconds, I think this is an example of how Holland works together with these kinds of things. We recognize where we can do better, and we take the opportunity to do that. If a problem is pointed out, we do our very best to fix it as quickly as we can.
Mayor Nathan Box, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.